The Webb telescope story is the kind of finding that makes you recalibrate your sense of where we are in the history of astronomy. The James Webb Space Telescope detected semi-heavy water, specifically HDO, which is water where one hydrogen atom is replaced by a deuterium atom on a hot Jupiter exoplanet called WASP-39b. This is the first confirmed detection of semi-heavy water on a world outside our solar system. The reason this matters beyond the immediate discovery is methodological. The same spectroscopic technique used to detect HDO on a gas giant can, with refinement, be applied to rocky planets in habitable zones. We are building the observational toolkit to eventually assess whether Earth-like planets have water chemistry similar to ours.
The Los Alamos microreactor achieving nuclear criticality is a milestone that deserves more public attention given how much of the energy conversation is dominated by solar and wind. Nuclear criticality is the moment at which a nuclear chain reaction becomes self-sustaining. It's the fundamental threshold that separates an inert nuclear device from a functioning reactor. The Los Alamos program is specifically focused on microreactors, which are small modular units that could theoretically power remote military installations, disaster zones, or communities that lack grid access. The Department of Defense has been a significant funder of this work because forward operating bases currently depend on diesel fuel logistics chains that are both expensive and vulnerable.
The Space Force distributing a $981 million contract across 15 different companies is worth understanding as a deliberate acquisition strategy rather than just a procurement announcement. When the government spreads contracts across 15 companies rather than awarding a single contract to one prime contractor, it's trying to maintain industrial-based diversity and avoid overdependence on any single vendor. In the satellite and space systems world, where SpaceX has a dominant position in launch, the government has reasons to want alternative suppliers developing capability.
The SpaceX unpermitted turbine situation, where SpaceX has agreed to remove XAI's unpermitted turbines from a Memphis facility, but won't complete the removal until July 2027, is a regulatory compliance story that's gotten less attention than it deserves, given the environmental justice dimensions. The turbines in question were installed without proper permits in a community that already has air quality concerns. The fact that the timeline for removal extends 11 months into the future, after the contractor dispute about $570 million in unpaid construction costs, suggests a company managing multiple simultaneous operational crises.
The Colorado River Water Cuts proposal from the Bureau of Reclamation is a story that will define Western land use for a generation. Arizona, California, and Nevada are facing proposed reductions of up to 3 million acre-feet per year through 2036. To make that number concrete, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which serves 19 million people, currently receives about 1.2 million acre-feet annually from the Colorado. A 3 million acre-feet cut distributed across three states would require fundamental renegotiation of how the West farms, grows, and sustains cities.
The California lettuce story connects directly to this. Growers are plowing crops under as cyclospora contamination fears crush consumer demand. When you lose a harvest to food safety concerns while simultaneously facing water allocation cuts and labor market pressures, the economic stress on agricultural producers becomes severe. The farm-to-table supply chain is facing simultaneous pressure from multiple directions, and some of those pressures are structural rather than temporary.
Walmart's million drone deliveries is genuinely a landmark in consumer logistics. But the community backlash over noise and zoning in Florida reveals the practical friction of scaling what works in controlled settings to residential neighborhoods. The FAA's drone delivery regulatory framework was designed with commercial corridors in mind. The reality of drones flying over suburban backyards multiple times per day is generating exactly the kind of constituent pressure that turns regulatory frameworks into political fights.